welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Power Start Your Day is Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can start winning with life, money, and business. And we are here, Financial Freedom Friday, and we're about to finish up the series, Don't Sleep. Best ways to cash in on this $13 trillion wealth transfer. Now, there are many people that will be like, yeah, that money is there, out there, somewhere, but not really for me. Oh, I know you probably wouldn't admit it to anyone but yourself, but when you admit it to yourself, you're also admitting it to God and just tying his hand. Let's talk today about discovering not why you could or should or even would cash in on this wealth transfer, why you must. Our scripture is going to be coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. And I want us to go to the Lord on today because I know it's confusing, it's scary. It's all these things that are not of God that didn't accept it. Let's talk about it today. Father God, we come before you, we honor you today because today is the day you've made and we're glad and rejoice. We're here in the land of living heavenly. Father, we are just so grateful for you that you gave us your only begotten Son that we may have an abundant life, and yet in this world it seems that it's not enough, even for believers. Today we're asking that your Holy Spirit guide, direct, and correct us, but challenge us on what do we really believe? Whose report do we believe? Let us abandon the ways of the world and adopt and live kingdom. Not a mythical way, but in a real way. Not in a religious way, in a real way. A way that this will become who we are subconsciously and in high competency, that one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 aside, and we're standing in agreement right now to annihilate any spirit that will interrupt or interject the thoughts that you would have for us in this season of our rights, not only that our hands, but our hearts are open to wealth transfer. As we honor you and bless you and fill this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. All right, Financial Freedom Friday. By now, you should probably know me. We can't be fake about this. We can't. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I love you, but I can't be fake about freedom. There's so many things that's restrictive, off limits, but wealth is not one of them. Unless you choose. Matthew 6 and 21. Oh, it ain't easy because we got to remove all this other stuff that we've been believing or adopting as truth. And I want you right now, go back and write this one down. Some of them I say, hey, just I need you to. I don't want to be telling you what to do. I want you to want to do it. I have to encourage you to write this scripture down. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word could have easily read, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. No. Wherever your treasure is now, that's where your heart is. And I'm going to tell you something. This world will have your heart harmful, not only to you, but to the kingdom, because our focus should be contributing to the kingdom, to the growth and equipping of others, to taking people forward, to helping people go to the next level. I've been sharing with you all this week that the wealth transfer comes to basically people who are relevant in the season that they're in. That there's a necessity for whatever you're offering, whatever you are doing, that it's a necessity, there is the cash. But where is your heart? Wherever your cash is right now. So if your heart is still as a consumer, habitual, addicted to giving your wealth away, there goes your treasure. Now, some people will say, I got to go all the way to the left, all the way to the right, like they're going on a crash diet. I've seen these programs where they want you to say, we're just going 100% debt-free, and we're going to live like, you know, we want nothing, need nothing. And we're going on this crash diet. How long are you going to go with denying yourself to say that you're now nurturing or building yourself and others up? That's unrealistic. We know what happened with crash diet. You look skinny for the wedding, and then after that, you go eat like a pig. Talking about making this who you are every day. And so when you now go and look at your bank statements, there's some of you all, and I don't need all the spirit to tell me this, that you still haven't done that. You're still swiping your debit and your credit card. You haven't pulled mints, whatever they are, to take a look at where your heart is. And address that. How can anyone help someone who don't want? He said, I do want the help. No, you don't want help. You want someone to do it for you. That's not help. And let me tell you why you don't want anyone to do it for you, because whoever does it owns it. If they do it for you, they own it. Then you just get to rent it, borrow it. It does not belong to you. Does that sound familiar for anything in your life? Says that at that moment, you didn't find an absolute reason, not why you could, should, would, but why you must do it. Where it lies, that one thing.
to always get that one thing, and then it's attached to a few other things. But you got to have a main thing, a main reason why you must. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are some ways to discover your must. Sometimes it could be something you've experienced that you say, I'm absolutely, unequivocally not going to experience that again, or for the first time, if you've seen someone else experience something, you say, absolutely not. This is why I'm going that way. It could be the God has touched your heart and say, you know what, I just want to please him, but that's not going to be for everybody. I am just so real. It's not going to be for everybody. Everybody is not going to be the same level of deep with God. So don't even, just don't force that. Let me tell you something. No reason to force it, because he knows the truth anyway. It's supposed to be a willing participation with your heart, with God, with money, with giving, whatever it is. It should be a willing participation. So that right there, let me just set you free right there. Because I wasn't always as deep as I am, and I'm sure I can be deeper. But I'm going deep on my terms with my heart. I'm not going deep because someone else says I should be deeper, or I'm trying to emulate someone else or whatever. That's a waste of time. It's taking time away from you getting connected with your wealth transfer. It hurts my heart when I see people try to imitate even me. And I'm saying that makes no sense, because all the other stuff that comes along with me, you probably cannot even fathom or handle or take it. So just do you the best you can with your whole heart. A lot of people are struggling to discover their purpose, but you will never discover your purpose until you discover your passion. I need you to go and check and see where your heart is. Let's work on that. Financial Freedom Friday. Go back and listen to this replay. And write down Matthew 6:21. I love you. God bless you.